You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Every year it has become a tradition for us to open up our phones, not necessarily on Halloween, but maybe on the days leading up to Halloween, so that people can call in and tell us their ghost story. And sometimes we really, I mean, legitimately go, wow, that is creepy and strange. We have no explanation for it. And other times we're like, come
on. You're making this up. I mean, it's so obvious that you're making it up.
So we are, we've chosen today for Convince Us That Your Ghost Story Is Legit.
Yeah, we want to hear what happened. If you were tapped on the shoulder or shoved down the stairs, or did you see that video actually that just was popping yesterday? This woman was watching her Ring Cam video of her toddler crawling across the a family room floor. He was just crawling along, and it looks like this kid just got shoved to the ground, and there was nobody there. Like a straight on shove, and he like slid on the floor and was just shoved across. And she's like, "Holy crap! A ghost just shoved my kid." And I was like, Dom's not dead yet.
I was going to say, that ghost is an ass. He's just like shoving children.
Yeah, what a rude thing to do. I know, but it's like one of these things making the rounds right now. The shoving ghost. Anyway, there's one example.
So we've got multiple lines, and three of them are open right now. So we need to fill those up. You have to convince us that your ghost story is legit, Liz. Somebody has to convince us. It might as well be you. What happened?
All right. So we used to live in a duplex up in the mountains. And, you know, obvious kind of people would say all the time, oh, you know, your toothbrush, your electronic toothbrush goes on and off and all that fun stuff. And that did happen. But it was my son's first birthday. And I woke up in the middle of the night and there were like balloons floating down the hallway leading to our bedroom and his bedroom.
Shut up.
They were right next to each other. No, I'm totally serious.
What?
So you're saying you had not gone out and purchased balloons?
No, not at all. Because he was just turning one, so it was kind of like, well, he's not going to remember that. So, so they come down the hallway, they come into our room through the door, they float through the wall into his room, and at which point, like, I freak out and I sit up. And I yell something, and which wakes my husband up.
Balloons!
And no, well, I don't remember what I said.
I would have yelled balloons.
Point, yeah. It might have. A lady, like, looks around our door. And, you know,
okay.
And then I'm, like, freaking out.
Did she say anything about the balloons?
No, she doesn't, but...
Was it just somebody from Party City?
No, but here's the kicker. About 2 weeks later, I finally break down because I'm freaking out about this. And I talk to the people on the other side of the duplex.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of tell them what's going on.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, no, our son has had conversations with that lady before. And
oh,
it comes to find,
yes.
You know, come to find out that a lady had actually died in the duplex a couple years before we rented it, and she looked very much like I do. Like my height, my hair length.
What happened to the balloons?
This is a great story, but we've got to take six calls, so we got to wrap this one up.
What happened to the balloons?
Did you ever get a final say of what happened?
As far as what?
What happened to the balloons?
I mean, have you seen the ghost again or the balloons?
Well, I saw her again, but the kid next door, like the ghost would show up at the foot of her bed, and the mom came in one morning and said, "Who were you talking to last night?" And the kid said, "Oh, the lady that was in my room."
Liz, Thank you. We've got to try to get you every
Liz.
Call. So if we
still never found out what went to the what happened with the balloons.
I like the way the balloons went through the wall.
I don't know.
Right?
That's super creepy if that's true. Super creepy.
Are you saying you're not convinced? Liz sounds totally believable to me. Do you think it might have been a lot of wine before she went to bed?
Mama had a box of wine before bed.
Liz, don't be mad. We're just
joking.
Fun. We're just having fun.
Okay, who's next?
I like the start we're off to.
Truly creepy.
I like that one. The balloons going through the wall. Is your name pronounced Casmaray? Am I saying that right?
With a T, Casmaray.
Tasmaray.
Tasmaray. Okay.
Terrific.
Tasmaray, you've got to convince us that your ghost story is legit.
Okay. My husband went to bed one night and turned the TV off, and he comes in the bedroom, and I hear the TV on. I was like, that's weird. I was like, did you turn the TV off? He's like, yeah. He said, okay. So I go out there, I turn it off. I come back in the bedroom, the TV turns back on. I'm like, okay.
Was he sleeping on the remote?
No, it's in another room.
Okay.
In a totally another room, like, you know, turn the TV off, come back to the bedroom, and it turns on one more time. I'm like, okay, well, we're not doing this. Thank you, Casper. We need to go to bed. So I unplug the TV. That's that. Nothing happens again. But then about 2 months later, I wake up, and our bedroom TV is on.
What?
And the TV, the remotes are not in the bed. They're on the nightstand. They're not within hand's reach. And I was like, what the heck? So we
And The Bachelor was on. Truly terrifying.
I'm thinking it's a ghost who's really digging on Jimmy Fallon or something.
Again, that's another one that's like a neighbor has a remote or something that's
it's
triggering it.
Nah. But still.
Still.
Did you see Poltergeist? The ghost came through the TV.
What?
Yes. They called them the TV people.
Well, then I would have been more impressed by that story than that one that we just got.
That little girl in Poltergeist goes, they're here. Because that's where they show up. Bonnie's next. Bonnie, good morning.
Hello.
Hello, Bonnie.
Convince us that your ghost story is legit.
Okay, it is totally legit, and it's the most amazing story. So years ago, 2014, my oldest sister died. And for a few days after, our kitchen lights flickered, just kind of like they were shorting out. And I was like, okay, I think that was maybe her. But then my other sister was sick and she was going to pass away. And I said, hey, when you die, like, you know, I think Sarah flickered the lights. Like, come back and flicker the lights in our kitchen if everything's okay. So that was just a conversation between me and my sister Wendy. Didn't tell anybody else. And the day after she died, I was resting upstairs. My kids run upstairs. They're like 8 and 10. Mom, there's a ghost downstairs. And I was like, what do you mean? Well, we were playing our games and suddenly the kitchen lights started flickering on and off really fast. That's just your Aunt Wendy telling us she's okay. And I was like kind of bummed that I didn't get to see it because I was like, oh, I missed her message. And then, so that was beginning of November, Thanksgiving dinner. They came back again and flickered. And they're not flickering in the same pattern. They're like different patterns. She was very in the holidays. It happened again Christmas dinner and then on my husband's birthday. And so she was very into holidays. So this is over a span of several months.
Wow.
And I was like, I need to record this because, like, this is amazing. And
did you call out her name or anything? Like, if you're here, flicker the lights more? Or?
Yeah, no, I had conversations and like even my son. So like I have this on video. My son was like, it was flickering. And I was like, oh, okay. You want to hang out with us? That's cool for Christmas. And then my son's like, Wendy, that's hurting my eyes. Can you stop it for a second? Lights stop flashing. And then he's like, okay, my eyes are better. You can do it again. And they go really bright. And we were asking her questions and, you know, not
flicker one for yes, flicker no for two, or flicker twice.
Like, you know, and they were more sentences. It wasn't just like a electrical little short this and that. They were like no.
Going back a few steps. I didn't know you could request things from a dying person because you said you requested as she was being, you know, getting ill and close to die that you can request.
Super cool.
Like when you die, go flicker the lights.
I like it. Bonnie, we got to move on.
Thanks,
we
Bonnie.
Take other calls. I like that one a lot.
Wouldn't you make a better request, though? hook me up with the lotto numbers.
Well, I was going to say, if you're having sentences in conversations, I would ask,
yeah,
tell me who's going to win the World Series. I can go put a bet down.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that ghosts know what's going to happen in the future.
We don't know. I think I just want something a little more exciting than flicker the lights.
Well, what you got to top that? You ain't got nothing like that.
I'd have to sit and think about it.
So far, I love all of these.
Pretty
good.
They've
all been good. Christine, good morning. Wow us with your ghost story.
So we are living in my old house that I grew up in when I was super, super little. And my boyfriend didn't believe me when I said it was haunted because little things used to happen when I was super little that I just remember. So I was already creeped out about this house. And he pulled the cover over his head one night and joked about saying, like, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. And I was like, Ryan, please just stop. Like, you're actually freaking me out. And I was getting really scared just because I know something's been in that house. He's been there before I was born, so I know the house is already haunted a
little bit. What happened? What happened?
Did he say Bloody Mary three times?
He said Bloody Mary three times, and then at 3:15 in the morning, this mirror that's been hanging up since I was a little girl in the house, and keep in mind, this is 15 years in the future now, so I'm like 26 years old, or actually, yeah, 20
what
years
happened?
In the future.
What happened to the mirror?
The mirror completely came off the wall and just dropped, and it's latched onto the wall, so it didn't just like slide off or the tape didn't just go out or anything like that. Like, it's latched onto the wall, so it had to be picked up and just dropped.
So it was 15 years later after he said Bloody Mary?
Mm-hmm. I need ghosts. Like, when you do something, I need it then.
So he said Bloody Mary three times, and then 15 years later, a mirror fell.
Yeah.
No.
You're rejecting that one?
No.
Christine, I believe you. Jeremy doesn't, but I do.
No.
All right. The only reason, like I said, we have to hurry because we got to try to get all these in before the next break. David, good morning.
Good morning.
Can you convince us that your ghost story is legit?
I can. So my daughter was three. We were in my grandma's basement. We just got a new fish tank. And she was standing about 3 feet away from the fish tank stand, and she gets shoved. Like, you could see her clothes move up her back. And shortly after that, we heard a little girl laugh and a silhouette run across the wall.
We did some
research.
And
we found out that the farmland, there was a little girl that died in the same area that my grandma's house was built.
Yeah.
And her name was Emily. And so every time we go in the basement, something happens. We're like, Emily, it's okay. We're here. And
don't shove me.
Stop shoving.
Stop
you
shoving.
You know, that's the second shoving
it's
story.
It's another shoving ghost.
We've got shoving ghosts. I like all
that
of
one
these.
Creeped me out a little bit.
Okay.
The
like
little
those.
Kids
I like
laughing, I mean, that creeps me out.
That's always creepy. Time for one more. We're going to squeeze this one in. Natalia has been very patiently holding. Natalia, you got to convince us that your ghost story is legit.
Okay, yeah. This is pretty scary. It's stuck with me for years, but when I was a freshman in high school, I had a sleepover with a friend, and we were just watching a movie. After the movie finished, she stayed downstairs to kind of clean up, and she told me just to go upstairs to her room. So I would, like, walk upstairs. And there upstairs is just one long hallway that has, like, you know, bathrooms and bedrooms on the sides. And then mm-hmm. there's a bedroom at the end of the hallway. That's her brother's. Her brother wasn't home that night, though, because he was having another sleepover. Anyway, I get to the top of the hallway and I turn on, like, her room light. Before I go in her room, I see, like, a shadow of, like, a man standing in the doorway of her brother's room. And it's, like, I can tell it's tall. It's like at least 6 foot. And so I kind of just stare at it for a second, but then I get freaked myself out and I'm like, okay, I'm just imagining things, whatever. So I like go back in her room, close the door, and I'm just kind of getting ready for bed. And I was up there for maybe like 5-10 minutes by myself. And my friend finally comes upstairs to her room and we're just talking, you know, doing whatever girls do. And like maybe 5 minutes go by and she goes, did you see something in the hallway? And I was like,
what? And she was like, I don't know if I'm just imagining something, but did you see, like, somebody?
Was it just her creepy dad? Was her dad, like, lurking? I feel like this is a creepy dad story. Right?
Maybe.
That's a creepy dad.
I like that one, too. I liked all the stories.
I did, too. They were good. Those were good.
But we're good. Here's what I'm going to say. Our batch of stories this year were better than the stories we got last year.
Yes, I think
and
so.
And I think my favorite is the balloons floating through the
That's
wall.
That's the best one by far.
I think the balloons floating through the wall wins.
We still never found out what happened to the balloons, though. Is she
we
still
don't
on
know
the
what
line?
Happened to
them. You think she's still holding? Is that her? Try it. I want to know what happened to the balloon.
Liz can't possibly Liz, still be holding.
Are you still Liz? Holding?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm still here. I want to listen to all the stories.
What'd you think of all of them? Weren't they great stories?
I think a lot of them were.
Okay, answer, Liz. Yours was the best, but what happened to the balloons?
Where did they go?
Well, they just went through the wall. I don't know. I didn't get up and run into his room.
So you watched the balloons go through
a
wall.
So you didn't see, you didn't check to see if they came through the other side?
No, I didn't.
Darn.
But you watched them physically
watched
go
them.
Through the wall.
Through the wall. Okay. Liz, you're a rock star. All of you who called in today, I loved your story, so thank you for entertaining us.